Welcome all of you to Machon Hadar for our 8th summer kickoff. Our topic for this evening is what is a prophet, or how a greedy king, we'll talk later about why I called it king, not queen, killed an innocent peasant and incurred the wrath of God. I want to basically spend our time together this evening studying together one of the chapters in Tanakh that I actually think is one of the most theologically and literarily interesting chapters I've ever read. The question I want to think about together is, what is a prophet? What is the prophet's social, political role? And what theological assumptions and commitments animate his courage and activism in the world? I do not want to theorize about this question abstractly. I do not want to give some kind of lecture about a theology of prophecy in the Hebrew Bible at all. But instead, what I want to try and do is really learn one perek of Tanakh together, to work inductively rather than deductively. That is to say, to read a chapter of Tanakh and see what we can pull out from the text towards a theology of prophecy. I think we will see that this chapter is also one of the most fascinatingly carefully crafted prakim chapters in all of Tanakh. That is Melachim Aleph, Perek of Aleph, 1 Kings chapter 21, the famous story of Eliyahu and Navot. I'm going to pass out the text, and we're going to do something that is, you know, I have this dilemma where I'm going to ask you to do something that no one should ever ask someone to do. I'm going to ask you to read a very carefully constructed text quickly, right? Which is literally antithetical to every value I hold about learning Torah. But that said, why not, right? So only because we have a finite amount of time together, I'm going to ask people to take literally 7 to 8 minutes just to either read or reread, depending on your level of familiarity with this text, the text. And then we're going to come together in a few minutes and first kind of think about it together, the gadol writ large, and then walk through it a little more systematically. Okay, any questions before we start? This text may, one last word of introduction may surprise you. In some ways, you know, whenever I try to teach later prophets, I introduce later prophets by reading this text from what people call former prophets. That is, this is an amazing window into, I think, what the social justice prophets, as they're called, are all about, and about the theology that animates them, even though it's about Eliyahu and not, say, Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Amos, or whatever. Okay? So it's now 7:35 at 7:42. We're going to start walking through this text together. And I'll spend the rest of this summer atoning for asking you to read this fast.